Hey, Gary?
Hello. Yeah.
Hey, Gary, it's Sam over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, Sam. How about you?
Hey, not too bad. Hey, I just wanted to give you a call, let you know I got the pages that you sent over, and now I have all of the bank statements, and we're ready to submit everything.
Okay.
I did have a couple questions for you, though, just to help me understand the file a little more. Now, I'm looking at the Secretary of State filing for you. For Bidwell LLC, did you just become Bidwell LLC in 2015?
Yeah, it was about a year ago. I bought out my partner. It was Griffin and Bidwell. Now it's Bidwell.
Okay, perfect. And how long were you in business before that, like as Griffin and Bidwell?
3 years, I think we were.
Okay, all right. Cause...
And that Schedule C I sent you is my half, so whatever that says has to be doubled.
Oh, okay. That was another question I had. Okay, so the Schedule C was from 2014, and that was pretty much half of what you did as Griffin and Bidwell.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. So now, for 2015, did you file a tax extension?
Yeah, I put it in there.
Oh, okay. All right, because I think... Did it say 2014 on it? Did you use a 14 for 15?
I might have.
Okay, because the one that I have says, the extension that I have says for 2014. I can try to see, you know, I'll submit it and see how it works. They might request that we get an actual 15 extension. It's not always the case, but I can try it without it. Another question that I had for you is, okay, so for the federal tax ID for Bidwell LLC, that is going to be different than what's on that Schedule C, correct?
Correct, and that's on that application.
Okay, perfect. And then it looks like the last thing that I need is for your Social Security number, you put down the federal tax ID for the LLC. I need your actual social because we do take a look at the personal credit.
I didn't want to do that because my wife kind of messed that up on me. My business credit's good, really good. My personal credit's not so good right at the moment.
Okay, and you know what? It shouldn't be that much of a problem. Do you have any idea of kind of a ballpark score of where about it is?
It's bad right now. It just went in the hole like last month.
Okay.
Pay a bunch of stuff.
Okay, are there any, maybe, is there a tax lien or anything like that on there?
No.
Okay, so I want to give you a little feedback on that. When credit is an issue, it's not going to be anything that's going to eliminate you from being able to get financing with this particular program, because this program, it's primarily based on the sales of the business. So if you have cash flow, we're able to free up cash. We do have to look at the credit, though, because of, I mean, we legally can't lend to people who have like a million-dollar tax lien or something like that. So that's the reason why we actually have to look at it. But,
I know
I understand that it's an issue. It took a hit and the score is not going to be that great, but I still need to take a look at it. I do think, you know, we'll still be able to get you financing, usually as long as it's not like in the 400s, which is the very bottom. And if it was only a month ago, that shouldn't be the case. We should be somewhere where we're able to work with.
All right, 120.
Okay.
52.
Okay.
2046.
2046. Okay, and I'm going to, when I actually look at the credit, it's a soft pull, so I only check from Experian, not all three of the reporting agencies. So just to, especially when your credit is kind of an issue, you don't want to have it pulled too many times, because every time that you pull it, it's going to ding it a little. So I just want to let you know I'm going to check it once, and it's just going to be from one of the three reporting agencies.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, I think that pretty much finishes up everything that I need to get a package submitted. I'm going to go ahead and submit it here in the next 15 minutes. I'm going to try to have an answer for you by tomorrow.
Hopefully
we can go over, a couple different terms. Now, Gary, do you know, I think we said somewhere between 10 and 30 was what you were looking for. Is that still the case here?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I got everything I need to move forward, and I will give you a call probably tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll go over some hard numbers.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot, Gary. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye.